Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, Bowerly and Bellavia. News Radio 930 WBEN. Hopefully you had a magnificently fun weekend and many of you know I like going out and I like seeing it live music, like seeing live band. And I just want to put out a special shout out to my buddies Mark Valentino and Hit and Run for resurrecting Bruce Springsteen and Manfred Mann's Blinded by the Light. There's something about standing in a beer tent in Clarence with the rain coming down and hearing the song Blinded by the Light just echoing all through Clarence, New York. Labor Day, of course, is the big Clarence festival they do each and every year. And had a great week last week, chance to check out Flipside, Route 66, Hit and Run, and a whole bunch of other local musicians, and hang out with a lot of friends, and had a chance to hang out with, most importantly, friends with boats. Tom Tornabene, good guy to know, especially with his boat and his magnificent docking facility. So hopefully you had a great weekend. We have a lot of things on the agenda. We've been talking about tattoos because there is this article online that says people who get tattoos are more likely to be impetuous. They're less likely to think things through. And yes, of course, they get stereotyped, usually negatively. You want to talk about that? The phone number is 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. But wait, there's even more. David, little by little, the war on guns, the war against firearms in America continues. And recently, it's Walmart entering the fray.
Yeah, the Walmart has agreed that... Well, two things here. The first of all, it announced that it's going to reduce its gun ammunition sales. And this, of course, is a month after 20 people were killed in a mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, at a Walmart. But their plan is to completely phase this out, that they no longer want to sell the .223 caliber short barrel rifle ammunition. They've got 4,700 stores in the United States, and including Sam's Club stores, and they are now saying that they no longer will allow open carry in those stores. Even if the states allow open carry, they don't want guns in Walmarts, and they're going to stop selling ammunition in their stores as well.
And, of course, people who open carry, they spend money, too. And if Walmart doesn't want their business, there's certainly plenty of other places they can buy stuff from other than Walmart.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, it's just, to me, it's just lazy. The whole thing is just clumsy. There's no nuance to it. You're not trying to get to the bottom of anything. Surely you don't believe that there's an idea that somehow if people are carrying guns in the open, that leads to more shootings. There's no historic relevance to any of this. This is the equivalent of, someone gets hurt at a Daytona 500 and all of a sudden you start passing, Goodyear starts passing laws on, it's how lazy our culture has become. Something happens, you reflexively have to make a decision, pass some new rule, and it makes everyone feel, comfortable and safe. And thank God this will never happen again. And we're not even scratching the surface as to why this is a phenomenon.
You think this is just a bunch of PR BS?
Of course. Listen, when we talk about the Dayton shooting and the El Paso shooting, everyone forgot about the mass shooting that occurred 8 hours after that in the city of Chicago when over 30 people were shot. That doesn't register on anyone's radar whatsoever. And you know, you can make your own extrapolation as to why that is. But again, you know, shootings, killings, all of this. This is all what we need to be upset about. We all have to do something to stop, you know, these crazy people. But it's weird how it's a mental health issue when it's an individual with a semi-automatic rifle. But when it's a person with a handgun in a city, in a suburb in America, we never talk about mental health. There's like, oh, that's justified. You know, you're angry because of a domestic situation or something. Is it mental health there too? Do we have, are we losing people in American cities because of mental health or because of access to firearms or access to illegal firearms? Or is it Walmart selling ammunition that's causing, I mean, no offense to Walmart, not a lot of people are buying ammunition there.
Right, right.
And if you're only selling ammunition to active shooters, I would like Walmart to have to answer to that in Congress.
Well, and then, you know, speaking of the whole mental health component, there's another story in the news today that the modern threshold we have for patients is lower than it ever has been because, allegedly, of technology. Survey shows the average person grows frustrated after waiting 16 seconds. 16 seconds for a web page to load and 25 seconds for a traffic signal to change. And they say that our collective lack of patience in America is because of technology.
Well, I'd like to know where they get their internet service, because that's really...
Exactly.
If that's frustrating to them, they need to come out to the rural portions of Western New York.
Well, we all know the biggest aggravation with the internet is pop-up ads.
Well, but again, though, it's just, to me, I the biggest aggravation are people that have nothing better to do than to pull nonsense and share it with everyone. Because, I mean, you're wrong about your political polling. Everyone's wrong about that. We're finding out who's the Super Bowl favorite without even playing one football game. All of these people just have nothing. We're just hungry for data. We'll throw data at anything. Let's talk to this guy and see, you know, who's going to buy what and how much we can make here. And we'll throw that information out there. Maybe someone will write an op-ed about it and we'll talk about it here. But to me, it's just, we're just desperate for something. And we don't understand why these things are happening. I mean, again, we got a hurricane that was a Category 5. And there were folks, before we even knew where it was going to go, there were people blaming what's causing the water temperature to be warm. Like, listen, look at what was happening in the Southwest United States in the 1500s. You had decade-long droughts before anyone knew anything about of chlorofluorocarbon. Nobody knew anything about that. What was the Grand Canyon? You want to talk about erosion?
Sure.
What
were the Great Lakes?
I mean, it's absurd. The whole thing is just, we are so, there is a group of people in this world that are so narcissistic, they believe that there's, you know, before Ned, you know, there's no before Christ. Time started when Ned was born. In 1994, that is the timeline. Everything before Ned, nobody cares about. It's all what my life is. If I don't have an answer to something and I can't read a book or find it on Google, well, I guess it's never happened before.
Yeah, there was nothing that ever happened in the world before your mom spat you from her loins.
That's right.
Nothing ever happened.
Therefore, all we need answers today, and the only answer you can get is obviously at Erie County Community College, where you could take, just a major in any course, get the information right there. That's when the history of man began.
Our phone number on News Radio 930 WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And by the way, at some point before the end of the show, I hope we can get to this, because last week, speaking of data and our hunger for data, the people at AOL put out a map of how expensive a date is state by state in the United States. So ponder this for just a few moments, if you will. What do you think in New York State? Keep in mind, New York City is going to skew our number, but allegedly, and I have to use the word allegedly, according to AOL, what do you think the average price of a date in New York State would be? I just ponder that. Are you done pondering? What do you think the average cost of a date? Is it $50? No. Is it $100? No. According to AOL, and I am not buying this for a minute, the average price for a date in New York State is $297. David, do you believe that even for a split second? $297.
Does that include the hair implants and the porcelain veneers?
It must. But I mean, $297.
Well, I mean,
tell me New York City doesn't influence that. And even in New York City, that seems a little bit steep.
What do you consider first date? Dinner and a movie?
You know, those are the first two, yeah.
I mean, because what I'm thinking is that if you go to a movie, you're going to spend $50 right there, popcorn, a couple tickets. And then you go to dinner, and you're spending $230 on dinner? I mean,
there's plenty of places you can go in New York and get a perfectly reasonable, respectable meal for $50.
But again, it's so the cost of dating is $300. You know, maybe you got some flowers in there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And supposedly the
rental car, because you're embarrassed on what you drive to work.
Uber fee. South Dakota, the price of a date in South Dakota is allegedly $38.
Well, that's including flying your girlfriend in.
And avoiding elk in the road.
Right.
It is 19 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. People still calling in about their tattoos at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And we'll add into the tattoo question, will Walmart's refusal to sell... are we calling it the small barrel ammunition, David? Is that the proper nomenclature?
Eventually, experts are saying, and they've been pretty tight-lipped about this, but they're saying that they're going to eliminate all ammunition eventually. But right now, they're limiting, there are 4,700 stores, they're limiting it to 3,900 stores that will no longer allow open carry, no matter what the state law says, and no longer will they sell the small barrel ammunition, and eventually that'll include handguns as well.
Let us take some phone calls, some sweet and salty phone calls on WBEN, and it is Lynn in Lancaster. Lynn, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I have 3 tattoos. It took me a while till I was like 46. I had to wait for my dad to pass away because he would not allow me to get a tattoo.
Wow.
My husband, I had to ask for permission. My first tattoo is with my kids' names. They're in their hearts. Pink for my daughter, Jenny. Blue for my son, Tyler. So once I started getting one, I had to be itched to get another one. So my other tattoo is on my left foot. It is an Alzheimer's ribbon with a heart on it saying Dad. And my last tattoo, I just got it about a month ago, and it's dedicated to my mom with her hand print, with her hand signature, Princess Niobia. And those are the only reasons why I get with meaningful tattoos.
The one on your foot, did it hurt like the person described the one on her foot hurting?
No, it just feels like baby bee stings. That's all. Once it starts, you know, it just goes away. And you're used to the pain. But it wasn't bad at all. And even the one on my wrist didn't even hurt.
And do you see any more tattoos in your horizon?
Yes. I would like to get another one, but I got to get a meaning behind it. So I'm waiting on that one.
Well, hopefully it won't be something tragic for which you're waiting.
No. My daughter's planned on getting married in 2021, so maybe something like that. Or maybe the birth of another grandchild, and they'll get the grandkids' names on it.
Yeah, I think the grandkids are going to be safer than the marriage these days, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, don't throw the son-in-law in there until at least 10 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, give it at least 5 years before you put his name there.
35 years, so
Oh, well, that's working so far.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the call. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. It's Jim in West Seneca. Jim, you are on. Hello.
Oh, hello, Tom and Dave. Dave, I would just like to thank you for your service and congratulations on earning the Medal of Honor.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
And I'm also a veteran. That's the main reason. I was 19 years old, and I was at Fort Benning, Georgia, preparing to go to Vietnam. And I went through the jump school training there. I got my parachute wings, and when I came back from Vietnam, well, I went to Vietnam. I was in the 173rd Airborne Brigade, and I got the tattoo of the patch of the 173rd. And I'm very proud of both of those, and I never did have any desire to have another tattoo put on me, but I don't have any plans on getting another tattoo, but I'm 70 years old now. And one thing I'd like to just say, people should think when you get a little older, your body changes, your skin stretches out. My wife and I, up until like 12 years ago, we'd see a couple shopping at a local supermarket. And even in the winter, the lady would wear a high halter top, bare midriff, and she had a tattoo on her lower abdomen of what looked like Tweety Bird. And months later, when she was about almost 9 months pregnant, this no longer looked like Tweety Bird. It stretched out and looked like Big Bird.
And, those are the worst.
People don't realize as you get older, things are going to change. And her husband, he was a big guy. He had a tattoo, it looked like a hula dancer on his belly, and when he walked, it jiggled. So people would see it, and it kind of was embarrassing, I think, to them at times.
Unless the intent was to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Like the guy with the tattoo of tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't have any problem with tattoos, but it's just that some people, I think younger people, if you're getting them on your neck and your face, you got to consider what that looks like when you're applying for a job someplace. That might be a detriment.
You know, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, but I honestly don't think that unless somebody in hiring wants to contradict me, which you're more than welcome to do, I don't think it is the detriment that it used to be anymore, given the prevalence of the neck tattoo, the sleeve tattoos. I mean, we've got people who are very, very heavily inked here at Entercom Buffalo.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But listen, if your doctor came out of surgery and said, you know, the conjoined twin separation was successful, do you care what's on it? I mean, honestly,
nope.
Their professionalism stands for itself. That's what you want. You want competent professionals. Tattoos, I don't believe anymore you can look at someone and judge them by their tattoos or their hair color. But you see a Patriot tattoo, New England, don't even talk to them.
Yeah, that's one of the rules in life that we established, I think,
worthless.
A long time ago. Thank you very much, sir, for the call and for your service. Yep, a lot of stuff to talk about. Walmart's going to stop selling small barrel ammunition. Tattoos are being judged. Apparently, if you have tattoos, you are more likely to act in impetuous and impulsive ways and do things that are not good for you. You know, all the usual social stereotypes. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. The phone numbers, Bowerly and Bellavia. David is with us all this week on the show of the same name. Just trying to think about the average price of a date in New York State being almost $300. What is the average amount of money? We're going to throw a whole bunch of topics out here. What is the average amount of money you are likely to spend on a date here in Buffalo and Western New York? I mean, if it's a first date, and then if it is date night with your husband or date night with your significant other. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to add up to $100, but it also by no means needs to add up to anywhere close to $100 cars, Uber, gasoline, and everything else included. Frankly, to me, like $300 seems a little over the top. In fact, a lot over the top as an average price of a date.
I mean, again, we don't know the ages. I mean, if you're 17, 18 years old, you're not spending $300. If you're, you know, 50 years old, you could spend, I mean, that's... The whole thing is absurd.
I agree. And I just want to know what they're doing wrong or right in South Dakota, where it's $38 for the same first date.
I mean, with gasoline alone. I mean, you figure you have to drive 300 miles just to find the next village. You know what I mean?
Are we in Lead or Deadwood or Spearfish? It is 5:39 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I was studying my South Dakota geography over the weekend. I had nothing better to do.
Well done.
Thank you. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Next up, we have Paul in West Seneca. Paul, you actually had to comment about not only tattoos, but also Walmart and ammunition.
Correct. First of all, with the tattoos, I have many, many, many tattoos. Both my arms are sleeved. I have a few tattoos on my back, some on my chest. My very, very first tattoo was when I was 18. I was stationed in Great Lakes. Went up to a place I remember to this day in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and was tattooed by none other than American Bob, and it was a Pegasus. And I've been getting them ever since.
So let me just get this straight. You have a whole bunch of Pegasuses on you?
Pegasi?
I have a whole bunch. I have multiple tattoos. The Pegasus was my very first tattoo.
Okay.
And from there, it has grown. My whole right arm is a sleeve that is a tribute to Greek mythology.
Right.
My whole left arm is in a Polynesian design.
What do you think is more exciting, getting the tattoo or describing to someone what tattoo you got? No, seriously, because I'm one of the things I'm noticing about the people, they take great pride in describing why they are so important and what they mean to people. And I wonder if that's not really at the essence of why you really get a tattoo. Because, you know, like if you lost your father, or you lost someone, your friend, you love your friend and you want a reason to remind people of how much you miss your friend. And that tattoo is like a permanent icebreaker to be able to talk about the things that you want to talk about.
You're actually correct on that, David. And first of all, thank you for your service and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I have a tattoo on my back. It's a dove that has the initials of both my dad and my stepmother as a tribute to them, because I lost both of them within a four-month period. And so they're always looking over my shoulder now. So that has meaning.
There it is, right.
My tattoos, there's different meanings for each one.
And so when it comes to what would have to happen, you know, everyone focuses on doom and negativity when it comes to a tattoo, but what would have to happen in your life to get a new, would it have to be a life event for you to get a new tattoo? Or are you at the point where you're just like, I've got an extra few bucks and I'm feeling, sparky?
Well, it's a combination of both. You know, if there is something significant in my life, be it good or bad, I would get a tattoo for that. And right now it's just, you know, tattoos are addictive, as a lot of the other callers say. So it just depends on the moment if I feel like getting something done.
Do you see any other motifs in your future? I mean, anything else that you might put a whole bunch of on your body?
I'm right now on my back. Like I said, I have the tribute to my parent. I also have a Gaelic cross on the back, and my artist and I were working up something to do a whole back piece.
Any idea what that whole back piece might be?
Not yet. We're still in the planning process.
Jen, how much, we were talking before off the air about how much money people invest in their body art, their tattoos. What is the most expensive tattoo you've ever gotten?
In one sitting? I mean, if...
With one tattoo, the most expensive Mona Lisa of tattoos you have.
I can't really put a price on that, Tom, because, like, the sleeve is one continuous, it's a whole story. So, you know, I've invested over $1,000 in that sleeve.
Good grief.
That's a lot of cash. And if you can you imagine if your first date involved a tattoo? In what, you know what I'm saying? The cost of the first date, $300, a tattoo, that's not even... I mean, what does that work per hour, by the way? If your sleeve is, you know, 10 grand, how many hours does it take to get that as a completed project?
Depends on the artist. Some artists are, you know, depends on where you are. Locally, I know the artists charge about $100 an hour.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
And is that around here?
Yes, around here.
Jeez.
Depending on your artist, they can. Some of them are even 150, depending on who you go to.
Could you imagine? We went to the wrong business. You know.
I just put tattoos of the Rosex ad on your back.
You know, I wonder though. Is one of the things about tattoo art is that most of it. I mean, there's some obviously incredible artists out there, but most of it you're going for, you know, a picture of something that looks exactly like what you want. There's not a lot of impressionist work in tattoos. You know what I mean?
There I'm is.
Not. No, but what I'm saying is that if you paid good money for, you know, the Tasmanian devil or a Pegasus on your back, you're not going to want the Picasso version. You're going to want something that looks menacing or cool or majestic or whatever.
Correct.
Yeah, but there are some artists out there that are just so widely respected and cool, you just let them do like a soup du jour moment. Like, what do you feel like? You know, you're an expert and you're the best tattoo artist in the state. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's just like the artist that I use now. When it comes to the back, a lot of it's going to be what he visualizes. And I have complete trust in my artist.
That's a lot of trust.
Yeah, well, he's more of family now than... He is an artist.
Well, you've supplied probably the education to his kids to go to. You are family now.
Or a couple of cars, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You feel like family because you bought him a home.
Possibly.
All right, man.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call.
And the ammo real quick.
Walmart, yes.
When it comes to Walmart, what I'm just wondering what Walmart's going to do for security. Are you going to have that 80-year-old say, hey, you got a gun. Take it off. Enforce this.
Well, I, the whole thing is ridiculous. And by the way, I mean, how many people were walking into Walmart, you know, concealed carry, a little different than the open carry. The last individual that got busted in the parking lot. I mean, this again was a space cadet who walked around to try to test the law, test the you know, how far can I get away with a loaded rifle inside of a Walmart? Again, you know, there's not going to be a whether or not they eliminate ammunition at any particular store. I don't know what Walmart has, what data Walmart has that their bullets are getting into the hands of, you know, madmen. If they knew that, then stop selling bullets to people who wanted you to do a mass shooting. You have no idea who you're selling your bullets to. So, I mean, Walmart taking the responsibility, all they're trying to do is just limit the amount of ammunition that they can sell that's out there. And what does that do? It raises the cost of bullets across the board.
Correct. It's not going to do anything.
No, it's going to make it more difficult to get ammunition. And again, this all comes down to a paranoia. There are people that are obsessed with what you have. You know, it's like the opposite of you know, what do you, how many guns do you have? Where do you keep them? How many bullets do you have? Well, I mean, if you're really concerned about that, to me, it speaks more volumes of your insecurity than anything else.
I agree with you 100% on that.
All right, brother. Thanks very much. Appreciate the call and take care of those tattoos.
I mean, we make gun owners declare more about their guns than we do people and their wealth. How much money do you have? Show me. Where is it? How did you make it? What did you do with it? How much money did your granddad leave you? Show us. You know, I mean, this is, it's like we want an IRS of a firearm.
But you know, but I can see that, you know, what's happening, David, little by little, is this end run around the Second Amendment. You know, well, if we can't get after the guns, let's go after the ammunition. You know, let's make sure that every bit right. of ammunition has a serial number and has yes. to be individually bought and accounted for.
Right. So you call the FBI to say, I know I had 13 bullets in this bag.
Right.
One of them got away. And I would hate that to end up in. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, ask young kids what the postmodern America looks like. Does the Constitution even exist? I mean, obviously, the First Amendment is very frustrating. It's breaking a lot of brains. The right to assemble doesn't seem to work out for a lot of people.
Or freely express your opinion being beaten up.
What's interstate commerce if you can only states dictate where you get your health insurance or what states decide what's a Schedule I drug? I mean, again, the founders hoped that there would be some rational, leadership by our elected officials and not reflexive, emotional, something bad happened. We're going to pass a law against meteors.
Well, and then, too, the other thing that concerns me, and we've talked about this on the show, too, is that, you know, people become acclimated and acculturated to the anti-gun climate that is taking root in New York State, and then they move to the Carolinas or they move to Florida, and they bring those preconceived notions with them to destroy those states as well.
It would be the equivalent if a bunch of Buffalo people moved to Raleigh, North Carolina, and we refuse, we're going to wear long johns every day. We're going to, you know, act as if everything is the same in Buffalo. Again, it's pointless. It makes no sense. But what can you do when, you know, the opposition is using children to protest their politics? They're pushing an agenda with kids who don't even understand how the internet works. They think it's a problem-solving machine. Hey, just want to thank every veteran out there from Western New York. You have done so much for all of us. You fought for us. And unfortunately, there are veterans, and when it comes to their disability benefits from the VA, there's more fighting to be done when you get home. It's despicable, but it's true. And if you've been denied disability benefits, call the law offices of Kenneth Hiller at 800-300-2990. Look, you did your fighting over there, and you come home, and the VA... We will constantly want to put the VA in this negative light. It's not the problem of the VA if the rules are written and are complicated. And you make one mistake, one error, and it can result in denied benefits or delayed benefits. Go to KennethHiller.com or call him at 800-300-2990. He's got 5 locations all over Western New York. Super easy to find law offices of Kenneth Hiller, and the results speak for themselves. Whether you've been exposed to toxic chemical exposure, other illnesses, traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress, amputation, illnesses, injuries, you name it, Kenneth Hiller's got your back, and all veterans of Western New York, 800-300-2990, KennethHiller.com. Tell them Bella Via sent you.
And 552 at News Radio 930 WBEN, we go to Einstein in Gettysville on WBEN. This is a fellow who looks exactly like Albert Einstein, who said hello at Templeton Landing on Saturday night.
Yavol, yavol, hee-haw from Bedford Falls. From Gettysville. Yeah, and I hope you got a couple messages got over to you by your instruction from the landing. They're there in as you instructed.
Did you say you were from Bedford Falls?
Well, you know, it's kind of like hee-haw. It's a metaphor of from It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay, I was going to say, but there is a real Bedford Falls that's not too far away from us, and I thought for a second, you know, you were from that Bedford Falls.
Question, David, absolutely.
But he did ride his 40-mile-an-hour electric bicycle from Gettysville to downtown Buffalo on Saturday night.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, and... You know, by the way, before I talk about the Walmart and the guns thing and whatever I did with the lithium battery, by the way, can't touch you guys. Squirrel and looking for a nut in your world. If you ever do a junket to Deadwood, you mentioned Deadwood, I'd love to be on it and just walk around muttering CC or CS all day long.
I wonder how many people do that going to Deadwood.
Anyway, I would be the Chinese guy, whatever you got.
Yeah, Mr. Wu. And Deadwood, for those who don't know, is a TV show. It's on HBO. It only lasted 3 years, but still has a cult following to this day.
Yeah, I should have said. So this is a crazy idea. Maybe it's as crazy as my E equals MC squared. What if every gun, except those in the hands of military, National Guard, and, had just, like, I don't know, rubber bullets or a taser thing where you are incapacitated but not lethal. It's temporary incapacitation. I can't help but think it would just do the job for everybody from hunting to, you know, putting off a guy who's needs to do your arm.
No, but the reason we haven't, we are running short on time, so I'm going to have to sever the connection. But the reason we have the Second Amendment of the Constitution is our founding fathers were aware of the power of government to grow and expand and eventually crush the citizenry. That's why we've got the Second Amendment, so that people, basically so that government would be afraid of the people and not vice versa.
It's an inconvenient truth, Tom.
And it is an inconvenient truth. It is coming up on 5:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia on this Tuesday, which kind of feels like a Monday, but it's okay because we get through these things together even after a holiday weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.